Our next speaker is Ken Cameron, who's from the Trade Union Friends of Palestine and also the ex-General Secretary of the Fire Brigades Union. He's been a long-time campaigner for the Palestinian people. And he's at the moment, the Trade Union Friends of Palestine, as I say, are sponsoring the demonstration. Ken.
Well, thank you, comrades. I bring you fraternal greetings on behalf of Trade Union Friends of Palestine. But I want to say to all of you who have turned out today, this magnificent demonstration, it is so, so important that we tell Tony Blair exactly what we believe, and that is he must keep the pressure on Bush in terms of the Palestinian people and a free land for Palestine. And when we said that the war was about oil, well, weren't we correct? We now see them there in the United Nations arguing for the sanctions to be taken off in order that they can carve up Iraqi oil. And while the United States and Britain steal their oil, we see what happens, what is the fate of the vast majority of the Iraqi people. No health service, no education, no food. How many weeks since the war, and they are still not able to put the bases back into the society that they demand. It's not for us, and it's for the Palestinian people, just like it was for the majority of the South African people, to say what they are for and what they want. But I want just to say one word about the so-called roadmap of Bush. It's going nowhere as long as Sharon is in control in Israel. It's going nowhere. In the last few days, we've heard him say that the so-called security fence was constructed on the West Bank, and which will in effect annex some of the largest settlements into Israel. Not back to the Palestinians, but into Israel. Settlements such as Beit El. He said the other day, if you ask me whether there will not be Jews, Jews will live there as long as I am Prime Minister. Our finest youth live there. Asked whether Butch would exert pressure on him in Washington next week, Sharon said, no, it's not something today that anyone is dealing with, he said. And maybe that's correct, because maybe Bush is not dealing with it seriously. And that's why, in fact, Blair must keep the pressure on Bush in order to try and get him to do something. Our reason for being here today, our reason for standing up and being counted against the war, our reason for supporting the Palestinian people, is to ensure that Tony Blair and his government put maximum pressure, as I say, on Bush, to ensure that what we see is an independent, viable state for Palestinians, and an end to murder, an end to wounding, an end to humiliation. I say, and I want to be brief, long live the Palestinian people. Freedom to the Palestinian people. Shukran.